Ah, that is what's going on, yes, to be very clear about that. What was it? Round 22 that we had over the course of the weekend. We're going to put it in the rearview mirror very shortly, but lots of questions answered. Some remain unso. It's a fascinating finish to the National Rugby League comp, and we're going to dive straight into it during the course of the next 3 hours. We'll have a bit of fun along the way. We think we've got some issues with this High Performance Centre out there at the West Tigers, haven't we? Or as Sparty called it, remember, talkback royalty, centre are finishing outside the eight. Well, they've started, sure they've got a barber in there, but they just needed to do something with their copywriting. Coach Carl will have more of that a little bit later on in the program. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in, however you are listening. SCN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. Remember, if you're looking to buy Bitcoin, choose independentreserve.com. And just look, a little bit of an issue with the black lung pop. Recovering from a stressful weekend. Stressful for some, certainly for me. We moved. So the Smith family headed west, and we're out there at Camden, which is all very well and good. However, I've picked up a little bit of a sniffle. So please excuse the voice today. Remember, if you are north of the border, when you think about the grand scheme of things of what's important and what's not, that's really low on the list, isn't it? Really low. If you are north of the border in Queensland, half your luck. Remember, you're listening via SENQ 693 AM, SEN Goldie 1620, SEN Sydney 1170. And remember, you can tune in to the DAB Plus channel, SENQ, up there in Queensland as well. Massive show today, and so it should be. Zach Bailey coming up very shortly, Channel 9 sports reporter, and of course, Coco Magic ambassador. Must make mention of that. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. He's got a lot of stuff today. There's a lot happened over the course of the weekend. We want to make sure you haven't missed it. Trent Thomas is the general manager and editor at Media Week. We'll have a chat about the AFL broadcast deal. We'll get a score update from Coach K. We'll hear from Rami Hayter. He's the NRL economist. He's also a consultant to the Brisbane Broncos. Tristan Merlihan up there at Top Sport. We'll have the $100 cash for the 2 o'clock flock as well, and Rami has provided us with a talk topic for today, which we will get to very shortly. But first up, we've got to find out what happened beforehand before we go forward, and we do this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Anytime you can get Eddie and the boys on the program, we do that. So let's have a look at round 22 in the rearview mirror. The Panthers nil, the Storm 16. Storm superb, especially defensively. Munster, every week he gets more expensive. And the Panthers, with three-quarters of their spine missing, Cleary, Luai and Edwards, no surprise that they struggled against a superior performance from a strong opposition. You wonder the difference when those players come back. Interesting, isn't it? Because who was the best player on the field for Penrith? Clearly, the one quarter of the spine that was there, Appy Coruscant. The Warriors 42-18 over the Bulldogs. The Warriors are home. Was that Sean Johnson I saw running and taking on the line? I couldn't believe it. Well done, SJ. But we should have realised with the Bulldogs, wasn't it? Travel, 5 day turnaround. They're not ready for that just yet. We'll get to whether they will be under their new coach very shortly. Oh, Eels fans, hello. Are you there? Nought, Rabbitohs 26. Talk about, you know, previous losses, as much as like during the course of the week. If you're talking about the previous losses, Dylan Brown, which we spoke about on this program, how bullish were we, Coach K, with the Rabbitohs 13+? So bullish. Anyway, they did it pretty comfortably. Latrell, Cody, Cam, Keane, Jai, Tavita. I couldn't find a bad player. Dean Hawkins came in and played well. Could not find a bad player for the Rabbitohs. Probably their most complete performance of the year. But Eels fans, I know you beat Penrith twice, and I know you beat Melbourne in Melbourne. You're not winning the comp this year. Sorry, Trev, and all your other Eels fans out there. The Roosters, on the other hand, Roosters 32, Cowboys 18. Probably their most complete performance, closest to their 80-minute performance against a strong oppositional. Remember, the Cowboys had an emotional week too, so just have to remember that. They also had a six-day turnaround with travel compared to the Roosters, who had a nine-day turnaround. So that played its part as well, I'm sure. The Tigers 12, the Sharks 36. How good are the scenes from coming in from Scully Park up there at Tamworth? Well, they just can't wait till the season's over, can they, the West Tigers? And remember when the analyst was telling us all about Jackson Hastings and how important he was to the side? And sometimes it's hard to appreciate something unless they're not there. So think about what the Tigers have done without Jackson Hastings. And when you look at the Sharks, true contenders. They are true contenders for 2022, and I would think anything less than a prelim appearance would be a real disappointment to Craig Fitzgibbon and his team, and to the supporters as well. Saturday night, great game. Broncos 28 over the Knights 10. Reynolds, Mam, Martin. Tamari Martin's passing game. He doesn't have that elite speed that a fullback needs, Selwyn Cobbo does, but his passing game makes him so dangerous as well. The Knights, well, they were very poor. And I say they were very poor, that their effort was good. You know, their effort was fine. They're so predictable. They just do not threaten. And, you know, we'll get to Kalen Ponga very shortly as well. But without that X-factor player, they become very, very pedestrian. Raiders 24, Dragons 22. Talk about, you know, the rub of the green. What was the home team that did well? Oh, that's right. It was the Dragons back in round 16, and the home team in round 22 was the Raiders. So there you go. Swings and roundabouts in the game of rugby league. I actually reached out to Jared Maxwell and asked if the Dragons had a challenge remaining, could they have challenged that decision? It was a penalty. Corey Harawira Naira's second effort was clearly a penalty. They don't get the opportunity to kick the 2 points. So as a result of that, the Raiders stay in the race for the top eight. The problem for them is, of course, for and against, and they didn't improve it much yesterday, just the 2 points. So that's a further problem with that game. Final game was Titans 44, Manly 24. Wow. What about this? The Titans now with a rocket. They're up to 15th. And the Tigers drop down to 16th. And the Manly playing group, we keep hearing how the Manly playing group is united. Now you just got to play, because that's not what they did yesterday. For a team on the cusp of the eight, they're completely out of contention now. And so Dez is out of contention of getting an extension. He still has next year. He still has 2023. They make the semi automatic. So there you go. One of the big stories over the course of the weekend was the top 100 players, the paid players. So read that with a great deal of interest. You ask me anything about any of those players, what they're allegedly being paid, and I'll get to the separate part of that too very shortly, and I'll have my opinion on it, right? So I'm looking at it and going, number one, Cleary, 1.3. Yes, I can justify that. In fact, what I justify is paying him a bit less and paying his dad more. But anyway, that's a separate thing that the Panthers can work out. Daly, Cherry Evans, 1.2. Meh. Ben Hunt, 1.1. Yeah. Ponga. Okay. So if you want to line up Kalen Ponga with James Tedesco, who's getting the most value there? Tom Trbojevic with James Tedesco, who's getting the most value there? And you know what a fan of Tommy I am. Here's where the value stops. Jesse Bromwich, 1.05 million. You what? I heard he was on a lot of money. I didn't know it was that much. Dave Fafita, I thought, was on more than 1 million. Luke Brooks at 960, number 9, and Mitchell Moses, 950, number 10. Didn't Tedesco, Moses, and Brooks all live together at the Tigers? Wow, that's a lot of money in that household. Surely they get the electricity paid on time. If you want to find out where the most value is being garnered by an NRL team, look no further than number 22, Latrell Mitchell, $850,000. And then go to Friday night and see how he toyed with an alleged premiership contender in the Parramatta Eels. So just amazing. Absolutely took them to pieces. Bulldogs fans, I want to hear from you today. Panthers fans as well. The signing of Cameron Serraldo, he's going to be the youngest coach in the NRL. He's signed a 5-year deal, and fair enough. As I said earlier on Matty White's program, he is such a a strong position from a negotiation point of view. Knocked back 5 years at the West Tigers. They acknowledge that. Turns 38 in October. Now, what does it mean for Matt Burton? What does it mean for the membership at the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs? What does it mean for the sponsorship? What does it mean for attracting other players? All of this is a real positive. And as I said earlier, you know, all those critics of Gus Gould out there, there are many. There are many. Is he any chance of going to the Bulldogs if Gus Gould's not there? I would suggest absolutely zero. So I want to hear from you, Bulldogs fans. You're happy about that? Speaking of Kalen, we made mention of it earlier. They've launched an investigation, the Newcastle Knights, after video emerged of Kalen Ponga and his teammate, Kurt Mann, being kicked out of a toilet cubicle by security. So I've seen the video. The pair, fully clothed, leave without fuss. Kalen Ponga's father, Andre, has offered an explanation. Oh, this will be interesting. Why his son and man, who has a quadricep injury, were in the cubicle together. He made an exciting house purchase on Saturday, so congratulations on that, Kalen, and celebrated with a few mates drinking. Sick in the toilet, and his mate went in to help him. So that's fantastic, Andre. So apparently Kurt Mann was last seen holding his hair back over the toilet, which is great news there. So thank you very much for that. So have your say on that if you would like to. Have your say on the West Tigers Centre of Excellence, or as Sparty says, Centre of Finishing Outside the Eight. $78 million they've spent. They've got everything. They've been inspired by the New York Jets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers are great sporting franchise. The Jets are rubbish. So I don't know why you'd be broadcasting that. Anyway, I did see the sign up there for the new coach, Tim Sheens and Benji Marshall, ready to move in there ASAP. The only thing is, and this is where Coach K is going to come in, there's a little bit of a faux pas around Benji Marshall's bio up on the wall at the High Performance Centre. Alleged high performance centre out there at the West Tigers, which we'll get to very soon. Only at Tigerland could it happen. So there you go. And the other thing is, getting away from the rugby league, Dave Rennie says that his biggest selection headache now is selections. So you've got to get that right. They were beaten 48 points to 17. 48 points to 17. So talk about, you know, wanting to build some trust in your team leading into a very important calendar year. That is, with the Rugby Championship, you've got a chance to win the Bledisloe, we thought. And then, of course, you've got the Rugby World Cup next year in France. So not looking good for the Wallabies. Well done to the Sydney Swans. Now into the top two of the AFL as well, on the back of Buddy's three goals and a great performance in front of a sellout crowd there at the SCG. So that is great news for all you Swannies fans out there. And I know there is plenty of you. We've got to get to a break, so lots to discuss today. We're going to do that with our man Zachy Bailey very shortly. Remember, Channel 9 sports reporter and Coco Magic ambassador. But our talk topic for today is, what is the must-have, or maybe the not so necessary, but ooh, isn't that nice, in your high performance centre? The Tigers have a barber in there, so that's lovely. What a great idea. Necessary? No. A nice to have, sure. And then we can everyone get their hair cut whenever they like it. But what would you have? Maybe in the West Tigers High Performance Centre, or maybe in any high performance centre. The necessaries or the nice to have. And the other one, enforcers. Give it the enforcers. We're going to talk to Rami about enforcers in rugby league, present day and in the past as well. I'll nominate one straight up. The man who stands out for me, the great raging bull, Gordon Tallis. Absolute intimidating presence whenever you're on the field against him. And I'm talking back from under 21s too. Absolutely terrifying. 1-300-01-1170. Get us on the text line, 0457-736-736. We'll take a break. We're back with Zach Bailey. Stick around.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.